A thrilling afternoon of racing at Gosforth Park and Stan James fighting fifth day. And it was Irvin who followed up a success in the race in 2014, disappointed last year after a couple of early season runs in that same month. He's a horse that is best caught fresh, and he bounced right back to form to hang on by the narrowest margin of a nose, provide Harry Cobden with his first success at this Grade 1 level. Apples Jade was the horse that chased Irvin home, and she was camped at a crucial stage in the race when Petit Mouchoir departed at the third last when travelling well. She was caught back on her heels a little bit, and she probably goes down as an unlucky loser. That said, she's probably not quite fulfilled the real promise she showed last year at Aintree. And her trainer had already gone on record prior to the race saying that he wanted to step her up and trip to 2 mile four and keep her to her own sex. But you got the impression that the owners were keen to give her another run at 2 mile. I read this morning she will be stepping up and trip going forward, and that looked the obvious route after this performance on Saturday. We shouldn't take anything away from Irvin, and albeit best caught fresh, the 8-year-old did well to bounce back from two below par efforts, one in this race and one in the Kingwell at Wincanton last back end after that promising start of the season. He now goes down on record as a dual winner of the Fighting Fifth, and that's quite a notable achievement. So Royal was a form horse coming to the race with those two early season successes, but much like Irvin last year, So Royal possibly left the Fighting Fifth in those two races. And it should be said, like Apples Jade, So Royal's only a 4-year-old, and 4-year-olds haven't got a particularly good record in this race. I think there's only been four winners overall, the last one in 2012, Countrywide Flame. Prior to that, the last horse to win as a 4-year-old was Out of the Gloom way back in 1985. So in many respects, both Apples Jade and So Royal had a tough task, even granted that they were at the head of the market in just a 6-runner field. Hidden Cyclone ran a cracker for Shark Hanlon, and landed an insignificant third prize money of £10,644. We'll never quite know what would have happened with Petit Mouchoir. I thought Petit Mouchoir was travelling like the winner, and this would be the horse I would take out of the race going forward as a potential champion hurdle contender. That said, he does need to up his game to be a real Grade 1 competitor. He was second on races at Aintree and Punchestown as a novice at the back end, and he only has one success actually over hurdles to his name at Thurles in a maiden hurdle way back early last year. But he's a lovely looking grey gelding by Alan the Mix, and he's a horse I would like to take out of this race. The At the Races rehearsal chase produced a field of only 9, and Definitely Red was absolutely hammered in the market into 5-4, which was quite frankly an absurd price in the context of this race. Bristol Demay ran a very good race, and bouncing back from a slightly below par run last time at Carlisle, and He ran his race, but he was run down by Venetia Williams, proven steer, Otago Trail. That horse relishes testing ground, and it was Liam Treadwell's first winner for 6 months. He'd been out of action for around 5 or so of those months, and this looks a typical sort of Venetia Williams type, proven handicap steer. No doubt the next target for Otago Trail will come on Boxing Day, or the day after Boxing Day, on the Welsh Grand National at Chepstow. There was some roar went up in the opening contest as a Dubai Angel and Elgin slugged it out from the second last. Dubai Angel absolutely tanked into the contention, but Dubai Angel is a horse who I think will be suited massively by stepping up to 2.5 miles. And the Brian Hughes ridden Malcolm Jefferson trained gelding was pretty much outspeeded by the younger Elgin. This was a notable effort from a 4-year-old Elgin to beat an older horse, but he had conditions in his favour here. This trip of 2 mile, probably more suitable to Elgin than Dubai Angel. Both are promising horses to be going forward with, and Dubai Angel, the horse I marked as one of my 10 to follow for the season, I really look forward to seeing that horse step up to a 2.5 mile on a staying track next time. A similar battle ensued in a runner, a French first, a novices hurdle over 2.6 miles, and it was Spirit of Kiev who came there travelling the best and similarly outspeeded the get on the Jaeger in that contest to score for Sandy Thompson. This was a pleasing success for Thompson, who rode the horse home from the paddock after the disappointment of See You at Midnight last week at Haydock. This horse had got off to a good start at Hexham before falling early at Sedgefield on his second start over hurdles. But this was a notable scalp, beating this ex-Irish pointer get on the Jaeger for Dan Skelton. Perhaps that horse will be seen to better effect stepping up in trip to 3 mile. But he was comfortably outpointed at the finish by Spirit of Kiev, a year younger as well at 5 than get on the Jaeger at 6, a notable performance, albeit in a small field race. This race in 2014 incidentally produced yesterday's Hennessy winner, Native River. Dom Perignon Dully was a winner for Nicky Henderson. Henderson alongside Paul Nichols were the winner on a Newcastle card. And this was one of Daryl Jacobs' three winners on the card, 2-4, Simon Munir and Isaac Suede. This horse travelled very smoothly into contention and put the race to bed in a matter of strides at the second last. He looks a real possible triumph hurdle contender. I spoke to Daryl prior to the race, and he'd said that the horse had been with Nicky Henderson for a couple of months, and he was a nice sort, but they hadn't done a lot of work with him at home. He said Nicky doesn't really put the gun to the head for the young horses, and he prefers to let them get a bit of experience on the track. He looks a real nice sort to be going forward. Admittedly, he possibly didn't beat a great deal in this race. The handicap chase at 1:10, the third race, was a real dramatic event with a couple of the faller early on, bringing down another two at the second fence. It was Wing Crusader was a faller, Roscaro one of those brought down, and Just Georgie the other. And it was a bit of a helter-skelter. There was some sketchy jumping among a lot of these in this race. But it was Revocation who came there tanking off the home turn for Grant Corbin. Grant's been riding exceptionally well of late, and he rode another horse at the opening Newcastle meeting, I think it was for Nick Alexander, and produced that horse late off a fine hold-up ride. Revocation's been lightly raced, had been off for 533 days prior to returning when chasing home, taking to Mickey at Carlisle last month. I was down at the last fence actually that day at Carlisle, and Revocation really got in at the roots of that fence, and other than that, he would have won on that that race at Carlisle. So 7-1 here was, in the context of that effort, a very good price for a horse that handles in the mud by Revoke. And from his mark, I think it was £2 lower over fences than over hurdles, he looked to have a good opportunity here, and so that proved to be the case. He absolutely hacked up and looks a horse to be following. Seldom In crashed out at the fifth last in the novices limited handicap chase at 2 o'clock, the 2 mile, a 7.5 furlong event. And that race went the way of the half brother to the very smart Armad, a horse called Callop Mad. Just a 4-year-old from Nigel Twisson Davis was in receipt of weight from his 5 arrivals here. He'd had form in juvenile hurdles in France last year, and he got the job done really from the Rose Dobbin trained a big iron on his hip. That horse ran a splendid race and looks to want to be really interested in next time. An Irish point winner who won a heavy ground maiden hurdle at Ayr. That said, his handicap hog probably won't be helped by the proximity of the race, finishing behind Callop Mad here. Gully's Edge was a shade disappointing in the different headgear, tongue tie today, and cheek pieces. But he jumped better than he did at Carlisle and a scope going forward. I think Gully's Edge will develop into a good handicap at around this trip when he gets more experience. This is certainly more his bag than 2.5 mile at Carlisle. A great Saturday of racing at Newcastle, a real thrill, a privilege to be there, and a buzz around the track. And combined with the action at Newbury, a great Saturday of National Hunt racing, one of the best in the calendar year, in my own personal opinion. We'll be back on here posting some thoughts very soon.